Great to have you with us tonight as we broadcast live for the second time in 3 days from the Brew Kettle in Amherst. We were over here on Saturday prior to Ohio State and Michigan, and by the time they kicked that one off, this place was absolutely packed. And we got a great crowd here tonight. All sorts of Lorain County high school wrestling coaches have stopped by to join us for our annual high school wrestling preview. Again, thanks to Chris Russo from the Brew Kettle here in Amherst for hosting the show. And, of course, Bob Kobos and Mike Deanna from Kobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty for co-sponsoring the show. And Sean Bennett, thanks to you, Sean, from the Chronicle-Telegram. And, again, as the wrestling season gets ready to start, anything and everything you want to know about wrestling, Sean Bennett will have it for you in the Chronicle-Telegram. Weekly column every Sunday, correct?
Every Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, that's, as of right now, that's the plan, as long as we can fit it in with the court report and all the other things we do.
And as we mentioned, if you weren't with us earlier, last year Sean and I did a weekly program, got great response from all of the listeners on AM 930 WEOL and that very passionate wrestling fan base. So this year Sean and I will be back for our weekly wrestling recap. It'll be every Thursday starting next week, starting Thursday, December 8th. And again, thanks to Bob Kobos and Mike Deanna from Kobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty for sponsoring that show. All right, Sean, you're becoming a radio veteran. I'll let you do the intro for our next guest.
Okay, we have Brandon Gilbert from Vermilion. It's nice to have him right after the Keystone. They were talking about that program and what they've done the last few years. Vermilion is one of the premier historical programs in Lorain County. A lot of state placers, state champions in this program. I was blessed to see Mike Repko just a few years ago. Is that, Brandon, your second year?
It was my first year.
First year, yeah, Mike Repko, state runner-up his first year. That's how talented he is. He just pushed him right through. But, what we're asking most coaches right to start off is what you're looking forward to as the season begins and what the outlook on the team is.
Looking forward most, I have a solid group of guys. There's 15 now. You know, attrition set in. We're a few weeks into season, so you lose some bodies. But the core group is back, and it was a young group last year. You know, they were young and experienced. And so this year, you know, another year under their belt, and you know, with only two seniors now. I did add a senior this year, Justin C. returning, and then the addition of Brandon Flores. So I have two seniors, and then I have three juniors. All of them are extremely talented. Look for, you know, Tyler Bath, I'm sorry, and Trevor Boyd, both returning district qualifiers, and then Alex Matos is one that he'll make waves. That's a name that you'll see in the papers this year. He's very, very dynamic, and so I look forward to watching him this year. And the rest of the group, 10 guys, underclassmen, sophomores and freshmen, and so it's looking bright. You know, numbers are up, kids' club's going well. 18 to 21 boys showing up for that, and middle school had 21 come out this year, so we're on the up and up. It's trending in the right direction, which we, you know, it was scary for a little while, but now we're on the flip side now. We're on the up and up.
Brandon, the luxury that Sean and I have in the media, we can talk kids up and, you know, say this one may be, you know, a district qualifier, this one may be a state qualifier. Do you as a coach try to tamp that down a little bit before the season begins, saying, hey, guys, nothing has been determined as of yet?
They definitely know that. You know, you temper expectations, but at the same time, you know, you walk that line. It's a delicate balance between, you know, keeping them humble, but at the same time, you got to praise them as well, you know. So these guys, you know, I'm talking up, they every day, day in, day out, they grind it out for me. So that's why I have faith. I trust in, you know, trust in their training. So they do it for me, and you know, you take solace in that. It'll shine. It'll come through. So
you've already kind of mentioned some of the names. Obviously, a couple that, you know, I had written down here. Trevor and Tyler, you mentioned, they both are returning district qualifiers, and Tyler had a 40 match wins last year. Trevor had 32, and Justin C. Was a district qualifier in 2015, 33 matches. When you look at some of these records, you've got four or five people there that have around 30-plus wins. That's got to be a nice core to kind of get it going and kind of push the rest of the guys in the room.
Yeah, I mean, you see that list. There's the six guys that are returning letter winners. All of them, they experience some success. And so they're going to piggyback off that and hopefully springboard forward. You know, Jacob Kolzar is another one. You know, that was a freshman last year. I called him my Iron Frosh because he was just – I mean, showed up. He would grind out matches. So he's a hammer on top. That's another one. You know, all these guys that you see, these returning letter winners, I mean, they're going to compete. So, and that's all I can ask them.
Again, we're talking with Brandon Gilbert, head wrestling coach at Vermilion, as he joins us here at the Brew Kettle. Coach, in other sports, you hear about a big leap forward from a freshman year to a sophomore year or sophomore year to a junior year. Same type of scenario in wrestling? Do you see a pretty big leap forward with those younger wrestlers?
The light bulb comes on, most definitely. I would say them getting acclimated to high school as opposed to middle school, and then that jump from freshman year to sophomore year, you can see it. I mean, it's visible. That change is – I mean – They smirk at you a little more. They understand. You know? They put it all together. So, and that's what you're looking for. You know, and that's what's most gratifying as a coach, is when it does shine through, when they finally get it. So,
one of the things I really that has made me passionate about this sport. I didn't wrestle when I was in high school, but I started covering it, and just man, it grabbed hold of me. And one of the things I really like about this sport is the unique stories within it. One of them being your first year, Mike Repko. Just a kid who was injured, and he had told me he was thinking about quitting and just not having a wrestling career. He ends up coming back at the end of his senior season, right at the end, right before the conference tournament, winning a conference title, going through, making it all the way to the state final, and finishing the state runner-up. He ended up going and wrestling in college. That's the kind of thing. I mean, you kind of recall that your first year?
Absolutely. I was blessed. That group of that team that I walked into, essentially, you had six seniors. You had Justin. He was a freshman at the time, and a couple other guys that were in and out of the lineup. More or less, they didn't have a spot because they were in the same spot as the seniors. So again, you can imagine Justin's situation. I mean, that every day you got nobody near your weight at the time, and then the group that was in there, though, extremely mature, you know, both mentally and physically. So that group, one of the more rewarding years of coaching. You know, I'm entering my 10th year as a head coach. You know, six in Virginia and four here now, and that group. Collectively, like I said, one of my more enjoyable years, just because they got it, they understood, you know. And Justin, I think whether he knew it or not at the time, boy, did it benefit him. You know, he learned to do things the right way. But Mike's year, yeah, something special, most definitely. You know, he had a torn UCL. Essentially, when he went to the doctors, they had told him, you know, you're not going to throw a football, you're not throwing a baseball. Pretty much, they told him you can wrestle with it right now. It's surgery, or you continue on, do what you can, and so a little coercing from the coach and from the parents, and yeah, that's, you guys saw the end result. So, but yeah, definitely a blessing to have him that first year. So.
And you mentioned that Justin C was a freshman that year. Is it important to not let the gap get past, because he saw what Mike Repko did and got to state? Is this an important year because you don't want to let that gap of state qualifiers go, where, you know, you want to have one like every 2-3 years so those guys see that?
You want the world for your seniors, absolutely. You know, and these guys, I mean, you spend 4 years with them. Sometimes, you know, at Vermilion, we have eighth grade at the high school. And if you coached middle school football, I mean, you can get up to 6 years with these kids, so you have a vested interest, and they become part of your life. You know, they're like your own children. So, yeah, do you want that torch passed on? Absolutely. You want the world for your seniors. You want them to accomplish everything they set out to do. So it's, I don't want to put pressure on people, but most definitely, you're reading between the lines.
Yes. Yeah, so. Absolutely. Hey, before we let you go, is there any particular meet or any particular matchup that you're looking forward to?
This year, I have a twin brother, identical twin brother. He coaches over Tiffin Columbian. We actually go to them for a try, and I know he's talking it up over there. And he coaches multiple sports, you know, and then he's got a good rapport with his kids, and you know, hopefully we're calling it the Gilbert Cup. Well, he wanted me to create a trophy. I'm serious. I do a little woodworking, but he wants some sort of trophy, and we'll, you know, we'll keep this thing going between the two of us. But that one I look forward to a lot, just because, you know, when we were in VA, we coached together, and so now having our own separate programs, boy, does it make it fun, you know. So
that's cool.
Competition's definitely there. So that one, and then, you know, we added the Gorman this year, so we'll go down to Mansfield Senior, and that. Us taking the next step, like we've talked about, it's kind of, you need tournaments that, without phrasing it. I'm trying to be polite about it. You need something with legitimacy, you know. So, and the Gorman, that's a nice tournament.
So were you always wrestling your brother growing up? And where's that plaque with the all-time record?
I'll get in my little my little digs. We're from Cincinnati. We wrestled at Moeller High School, and so for him and I, the odd part is having a room that size. We never touched each other. So the boys always ask. They want that Gilbert matchup. You know, they want to see us go at it. You know. I told them, we're getting too old for this. You know, we don't want to do that to each other.
That's why we watch you kids do it.
That's right.
So. Hey, we appreciate you coming on. Best of luck this year. As Sean said, again, another program steeped in tradition. Hopefully another very successful year over at Vermilion. Yeah,
thank you guys very much.
Thanks for coming out. We appreciate it. Good to have him on. Brandon Gilbert, the fourth-year head coach of Vermilion, as he joins us here at Brew Kettle. And we talk about rivals. We go from Vermilion to Firelands here on our Cobos Insurance Center wrestling preview presented by Ohio Family Realty. So a quick timeout, and we'll have Dan Ransom from Firelands come on over and join us, talk a little bit about the Falcon program as they get ready to hit the mats during the 16-17 season. That's up next on our preview, live at Brew Kettle on AM 930 WEOL. And, of course, we're online at WEOL.com.